This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. This is a special episode. Because I am bidding you adieu. Let me begin by thanking you. I started this experience about 100 episodes ago. 100 years ago. I began it to process my dark feelings that I had towards my son, towards myself, and you can peel the onion and find other things, I suppose. But mostly in regards to my son, I found myself in a rage. Surprised to hear things like that come out of my mouth. I'm just being honest. I'm not looking for an easy resolution. And I don't even know what more to say about it. It was absolutely profound. He asked me to forgive him. Said he'll be with me. And I feel that. I forgive. I ask the universe, is there anything beyond us? And I got taken through a pinhole into a dimension that I'm from, that you're from, that he's from. I don't want to summarize it like a place where all consciousness exists. I'm gonna stay clear of that. Some powerful changes have taken place in my life from that moment forward. My son and I are right here. Isn't that weird? Do you hear an echo? I feel like it's time to move on. To stop trying to punish him. And punish myself. Punishing him is punishing myself. We're one. I've never felt so connected. Isn't that strange? It's like a portal opened. In a moment, you'll hear his voice. Kept saying, don't forget. He called me dad. Don't turn away from our sacred oath, our promise to each other. Don't intend to. I got some other messages from my experience. One said, share my grief. Don't hide it. Openly share it. My love. My pride. I feel my son's life inside my body. I hear his voice in my mind. Isn't that weird? I still cry. He told me that I would still grieve deeply. But it's through the pain and the love that we grow. And by sharing it, isn't that strange, that we heal. I hear the word reclaim. Since this experience, I've been entering into conversations with people that somehow lead directly to him. He said, "Dad, I'll speak through you. I'll speak to you." And I've been having conversations with complete strangers where I say, I have two children, a daughter, and a son. I'm so grateful. I'm honored to be their father. I openly say that my son is no longer alive, or he's passed away. The regular words. And I can feel my son. Yeah, Dad. I'm here. I see it in people's faces. When I reveal to them myself, my heart, my mind, my love, and then I listen. They immediately open up. It's like a mirror, or a window, or a portal. And I see in their faces that their lives are also journeys. And I find them sharing things that are very personal. Today was my wife's birthday, and she performed in a concert, an ensemble piece about the music that was written in Terezin, a German prisoner of war camp, where these musicians express themselves in beautiful terms through the horror, the humiliation, the murder, the degradation, the violence, the starvation, the dehumanization. Not just of themselves, but their family. One woman insisted that she go to Auschwitz rather than see her family die alone. She perished there. One particular composer wrote these songs that every time I hear them, I'm destroyed. I'm rendered. That guy knew he was going to get killed by the fucking Nazis. And he still wrote those songs. His songs were performed in the camp for an audience of other prisoners who were mostly destined to be murdered. I feel so angry when I hear that music for the injustice. How could anyone make something so beautiful under such horror, such injustice? I say to myself, if that guy can do it, if he can face his own annihilation, create something beautiful, transcendent. Then I have no excuse. Could he forgive? You know what's weird?
Tell me.
Whenever I challenge myself ask myself to go further, I forgive. The path illuminates. It's a partnership between my desire for beauty and growth. Maybe even the cosmic universe revealing itself.
Whatever that means.
Dreams come true. I had a dream of playing my repertoire publicly, and I did that yesterday. I hear my son saying, "Dad, you gotta take the jiu-jitsu and the MMA deeper."
Tell me.
Send me the path. And that's come to me. Is that strange? I find myself embracing life again, because I don't feel separated from you. Isn't that strange? I I feel my son guiding me. Somehow fused with my
spirit,
with my life. He said he would train me. And I told him I would play the guitar so that he could move his fingers around. It's one of the most incredible religious experiences. I say religious because it's formal. That's all religion means, is a formalization of deep spiritual work, expression.
You're saying religion is formal.
I don't know how exactly, but aesthetics, beauty, it's all tied in to what I'm talking about. What I'm going to be pursuing.
I forget.
I'm gonna let my son live. He forgave me, too. I do want to say to all the drug users, I hope you get out of it. I hope you never go into it. Because once you're in such quicksand that it will take every ounce of strength, mental, emotional, physical. You'll need to save yourself. I don't want you to end up like my son, like his body. It's a waste of your time here, of your dream. Don't blame your parents. Don't blame your environment. Don't blame your friends. You're driving. Get away from anybody that wants you to go down that path. Please. I don't want to think about it anymore. I don't want to define my son by his corpse. He was an amazing human being. Everyone he knew that he touched, he helped. He was a helper. He was kind, funny. Say, get the fuck off that shit.
That death.
don't just say no, say fuck you. Be smart, 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 smart. To anybody putting that in front of you, be smart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, son.
Thank you.
Be smart. Revere your body. 100,000 junkies died last year. I don't know if they're all junkies. I don't know the word junkie. You use junk, you know.
Thank you.
I don't think we should shy away from that. Smokers smoke. Junkie, 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 junkie. Get off your addictions. Get away from your addictions. It's escapism. It's connection. Negligence. It's just you. It's just. If there's anything I can do to help you, you just reach out to me. You can find me through, you know, email and shit like that. I'll call you. At the Mr. Nobody podcast at Gmail. So fucking email me, I'll call you. I don't die.
Thank you.
Thank you, son. So where do I go from here? Energy that I've been putting into podcasting, into guitar playing, and into training. Are you a dog?
Thank you.
I'm doing a graduate degree.
Thank you.
And it's ostensibly on grief. On reclaiming the self. Through the heroic journey. That's what you're on, whether you realize it or not. You should be on a heroic journey, not heroin. And I'm going to grieve my son for the rest of my life. But I'm going to let him share my body. I'm going to listen to his voice. I forget. Isn't that weird? I'm going to talk to him. Bad. Stress. I'm going to create with him. Say thank you again. Thank you for listening. If you're struggling and if I can help you, send me a message. I'll call you. I'll encourage you to fight, to heal yourself, to say fuck this drug addiction bullshit.
Please leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
And it won't just be me telling you that. It'll be my son. Mr. Nobody. Out. Are you hearing that echo?